epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to learn more about Randall Grichuk from Dave Burns. He covers Arizona sports for 98.7. Dave, happy to have you join us today.
My pleasure, man. How are we doing today?
Doing great, man. I'm just going to assume that a lot of people listening don't know a whole lot about Randall Grichuk. You know a lot about Randall Grichuk. What can you tell us?
He is one of the quiet kind of leaders, was one of the quiet kind of leaders in that Diamondbacks clubhouse for the last year and a half. He was, I mean, maybe not on the surface, but I think just a little bit below the surface, one of the most essential players for the Diamondbacks a year ago, when ultimately they kind of failed, but they won 89 games and made a push for the postseason. He was the platoon partner along with Jock Peterson at the designated hitter position last year, put up very good numbers against left-handed pitching. He was an occasional outfielder. The defense is fine. It's not elite, but it's certainly good enough to be what you need it to be. He and Jock Peterson combined, I think if we're going by OPS, I believe they had the third best designated hitter OPS of any team in Major League Baseball last year between the two of those guys. His at-bats weren't as many as Jock Peterson did with the pitching splits and everything, but a good right-handed bat against left-handed pitching, a real likable guy inside the locker room, kind of quiet, but also the guys, I mean, there was a video circulating of him saying his goodbyes when he got traded in the middle of that game. Everybody loves him. Everybody likes him. Everybody respects him. You guys are getting a good one there in Randall Grichuk for sure.
I'm looking at his games played over the course of his career. This doesn't look like a guy that this doesn't look like a guy that fans should be expecting to be an everyday right fielder for the Royals. He seems like a fourth outfielder, a sort of rotational guy that you can put in certain spots.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what you should expect. I think if Randall Grichuk is playing every single day, he something went wrong, or somebody got hurt or something along those lines. He was never an everyday player here. There would quite frankly be long stretches where you didn't see Randall Grichuk because it was a series of right-handed starters that they were facing, and he'd get a pinch hit here or an at-bat there. He was a guy that got off to a really slow start this season, and I would guess over the last month and a half, was starting to kind of emerge and be that guy again. I think at the beginning of the season, honestly, it felt like he was hardly in the lineup because they just weren't facing a ton of left-handed pitching. And as that changed, then everything just kind of evened out. He got more bats. But no, you're talking about a fourth outfielder here, not like a true difference maker like you would talk about at the deadline.
Looking at Randall Grichuk's numbers, last year he hit .291. This year he's hitting .290. The on-base percentage was .348 last year. It's .276 this year. Why do you think we've seen such a dip in his production?
That's a great question. I think that the sporadic nature of the playing time, even though it was sporadic last year, certainly has something to do with it. But it just kind of recreating that magic that he had a year ago, he struggled to do it. It seemed like especially the clutch hit, which he was really good at a year ago, was really eluding him this year. Again, until recently, over the last month or so, I'd say those numbers turned around. But it felt like he was going through such stretches of not playing very much and not getting very many at-bats that it looked like he was a different guy out there. I think mostly because of underuse or just the need not presenting itself in the game the way it typically would have.
I'm looking at his contract. It's a mutual option for next year at $5 million. Certainly believe the Royals would want to pick that up. I mean, if Grichuk, I think, gets an opportunity to play, which he might here in Kansas City, the Royals certainly need some outfield help. It seems like this is a really good contract. For everything that you're describing, I'm a little surprised that Arizona couldn't find a spot for him and Arizona is willing to part from him, because we're talking about really no money this year.
Yeah, it's a $5 million option for next year, and I think it's like a $3 million buyout, which the Diamondbacks aren't on the hook for anymore. I think between this, the remainder of his salary, and then the Josh Naylor trade, the Diamondbacks have cleared about $8 million in salary just now before they go into these other deals. It's been a really disappointing season here in Arizona. They hung in as long as they could, but that push that they needed to make to get themselves in true contention in the wild card race, it never materialized. And Grichuk he's not one of the main guys the Diamondbacks might be looking to trade. He was kind of in that next tier, but given that there was a question mark about whether they were going to bring him back next year, whether they were going to pick up that option, I think they viewed him as, in essence, an expiring contract that they could get something for. They've had bullpen problems galore. They got one of your bullpen arms potentially in the deal, and I think that is probably what drove this more than anything. They're looking for a controllable pitching piece that they can count on for a few years to come for a player that they may or may not have re-signed this next season anyway.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. I got to ask you one Arizona Cardinals question. What is it like to cover a team that for the seventh consecutive year is going to be everybody's sleeper in the NFC?
We're wondering which year it's actually going to happen and it's actually going to come true. I actually am very bullish on it being this year. I tell you what, these last 2 years under Jonathan Gannon and Monty Austin-Ford, I know this sounds crazy to say this, but they really took over when the cupboards were bare. Man, there was just nothing here. The previous regime had just drained all the talent and was terrible at scouting talent and figuring things out. So they really had to start from scratch. This is the year where it's all on Kyler Murray, man. It's all on Kyler to show that, you know, are you that guy or are you not that guy? Because if they have another season where it's 7 wins, 8 wins, and they fall apart at the end of the season like they have a lot the last 7 years that you're talking about, then I think instead of looking at Jonathan Gannon or looking at Monty Austin-Ford or the talent on the roster, they're going to be looking at Kyler Murray and saying, is this just who he is, and can he take you where he wants to go? It's very much a referendum on Kyler and his ability to be a franchise quarterback this year, if it's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, if you guys want a chance to do something, I would try to keep the PlayStation away from Kyler Murray, and you might got a shot to win like 10 or 11 games this year.
I tell you what, he's been so much better about that. He really has changed a lot the last couple of years. It's been night and day for him. But the play on the field, especially when the calendar turns to November and December, it's just not to say. He's got off to a great start last year, and then we got into November, and kind of the old Kyler Murray started showing up. He's got to fix that this year, otherwise he might not be on the Cardinals next year.
That is Dave Burns joining us on the show. He's with Arizona Sports 98.7. The Royals, they have made a trade for Randall Grichuk. He is going to be a fourth outfielder. Could possibly start in right field, certainly now with the injury to Jack Caglione for the Royals. Dave, great stuff. Anytime we need an Arizona voice, you're always the first one we call.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Absolutely. That is Dave Burns joining us on the show today. Just wanted you guys to get a little bit of knowledge about who the Royals just picked up. I mean, this is a nothing contract for next year. It's a mutual option for $5 million. It's a mutual option.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.